Well, Coach, how about a doubleheader victory? You're back at 500 on the year.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. it's a good feeling. Really, really, really ugly game in the first game, both sides. Neither one of us looked like we knew what we were doing. And big thing is we just – neither team got much of a pitching effort, at least we didn't. And, you know, we found a way. I mean, it was really I guess it's evident with us because we've done this two or three times now that we're pretty good at finishing. We got 5, 6, and 7, and we're down, and I think we're down 3, and find a way to come back and get a lead there and finish it off in the 7th, and I'm exhausted, and my assistant coach, Coach Ortiz, is exhausted, so we feel like we played as much as the kids did, but it's great. It's great.
Yeah, you go back to that first game. That's a lot of heart your team showed. Things weren't going your way. You had to go through 4 pitchers in that game to get the victory. And you mentioned rallying from 4 runs early in the game to tie it up in the 5th inning at 5. Then CTMP score 3 in the 6th to go 8-5. And then you score 4 runs to go ahead 9-8. And then hold off TMP in that 7th inning. And when they had runners in scoring position to tie the game and take the lead.
Yeah, we... you know, I don't want to see any extra inning games. Especially here at home. I want to have that, and I guess we would, regardless, have that last at bat. But I think it's looking like we're not going to panic when we get we got 3 or 4 runs down. In years past, we would have laid down after being down by a couple runs, and it not the case whatsoever. We still got some guys struggling just mightily offensively. Our bottom part of our lineup is really hurting. But we're getting the right guys to the plate, and we're finding ways to get on. We made some stupid base running mistakes today, and got ourselves thrown out a couple times that could have hurt us. But we got a heck of a gutsy performance by my left-hander in the second game, and unbelievably, he is having shoulder surgery on Friday. So he went out in style because he'll probably be out the rest of the season.
Oh, that's tough. But, yeah, like you said, a great performance. 6 1/3 scoreless innings. And other than maybe the 7th inning, he really – I mean, TMP, yes, they had a couple base runners on 4 in the 7 innings, but you really never threatened with him on the mound there today.
Right. And, you know, he was – the great thing about it is what I told him is that we talked to our pitchers about having tempo and, speeding up the game as much as he could. And if you probably noticed, that was a quick game in his respect because I'll tell you what, he got it back from the catcher. He was on the rubber, and he got a sign, and he went to work. So I think he threw off their tempo. They did nothing to disrupt it by stepping out of the box or doing whatever. And so, he kept the ball down in the zone. His ball, as a natural left-hander, his ball moves. He can't throw a ball straight. And so, they were trying to. I think they were probably trying to turn the ball over all the time, and ended up good. And the big thing was too. Colton struggled because he couldn't even show his breaking ball. He didn't do anything with it to let them know that hey, I got a secondary pitch. And Jesse did. Jesse, threw some balls that were called strikes, threw some curveballs that were in the strike zone, threw a couple sliders and stuff. And so he. Big thing is, I think he had maybe 2 walks in the 6 innings, if I counted right there towards the end, and that's huge. I mean, we had, I think, 5 or 6 in the first game and hit a couple guys. We hit the same guy twice.
And Aker came in and finished things off in both games, got the win in game 1, got the save in game 2.
Yeah, his pitch count was more than I wanted in that first game, but like you saw, I went to just about everything that I could, and I had one other guy that I could have went to. Our first baseman, Eric, throws, and he's probably our hardest thrower, but it's hard to tell where it might go. So we're going to have to get him some work in. We're going to have to give him a start or get him in there somehow. But worked out, yeah. Davin, well, we're confident. You just got a good breaking ball, good curveball.
All right, what's up next for Garden City?
We got Wichita North at North on Friday, 3:30 game, Westside Urban Field, and we've fared pretty well against North, but we got to go out and hopefully play with a lot of confidence and play with a lot of energy, and we have. I'm really pleased with that part of it, so looking forward to it.
All right, great wins, get to 500, and an opportunity to get above 500 on Friday at Wichita North there. And, Coach, appreciate you stopping by post-game. Congratulations, and good luck to you on Friday.
Thank you very much.